In the Gospel of John, chapter 15, in verse 11, Jesus says this, "These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full." Notice that Jesus experiences a certain type of joy in connection with obeying the Father and knowing that He, the Father, has brought a smile onto His face. Jesus calls this my joy. There's deep satisfaction that Jesus experiences, a settled peace when He knows that the Father is smiling down on Him. And don't forget the situation at hand. Jesus is walking faithfully and obediently to the Father's will towards crucifixion. And this pleases the Father. The Father loves Jesus because of this, and in return, Jesus is joyful. In the middle of that most difficult night of Jesus' life, Jesus is joyful. And we learn this, joy doesn't mean that you're laughing. Joy means you find greater pleasure in God than in any other alternative. And when your pleasure is in God, it is the greatest joy there is. But here lies the difference between fullness of joy and the foolishness of the flesh. Jesus is laying it out for His disciples. John is laying it out for the first century audience, and the Holy Spirit is laying it out for you and for me. Your joy matters to God, but you cannot pursue joy in your craftiness or in your strength. You'll never attain it. You will only reap sorrow and the discipline of God. We must pursue joy according to the word of the one who is joy itself and experienced it fully. And I know that there are many of you watching today who are tired of trying to do this thing, tired of trying to keep up, tired of trying to live up, tired of trying to grow up. And every time you decide that you're going to pick yourself back up and do it again because you really desire this joy that you hear so much about, you get deflated. And the Lord looks down upon His child in sorrow, not with a smile. So hear the word of the Lord again today. Listen closely. The way we abide in the Word, in the love of Jesus, is by complete dependency upon the vine. And when He speaks, we say, okay, this may be out of my comfort zone, but I know it's not out of yours, Jesus, and I'm trusting you with this. You have to do it through me. And He will. In that moment, the Holy Spirit goes from being a resident in your life to reigning in your life. When you pray today, please remember Tommy Rose and his family are missionaries in Mexico. And also remember the Kodakoli Life Word broadcast that's heard in Togo, Benin, and Ghana.